Well, it's a fabulous event. It's an opportunity really for all the people in Sussex who get involved with sport on any level to really kind of celebrate the year, for us to recognise what they've done and to really get them in, you know, in one room and have a fun evening.
Yeah, one of the special guests you've got on is the London 2012 heptathlete Louise Hazel, presenting with our own Danny Pike. Great to get her on board as well, I suppose, this year.
Fantastic. I mean, we always love to have somebody there who's really going to inspire the youngsters and talk about their journey through sport and what it's meant to them and what they've managed to achieve. And we find that that really, you know, brings the room to life and gets the children involved and the adults as well. It's often very inspiring to hear how well somebody's done in their sport and when they've reached the top.
You're in your 13th year. How have you seen the sort of the awards ceremony grow in every year you've done?
It's grown enormously. I mean, I've been involved since about 2005. It started off as a very small celebration. I think we were at a hockey club in East Grinstead back in the early days. We've brought it through. We've now got to the point where at the Grand Hotel, which is a fantastic venue in Hove, it's the blue ribbon event really for our year. You know, it's a lovely black tie evening. Everybody dresses up, and they really feel it's a special time to come and, you know, meet each other and celebrate what they've done and congratulate each other for their achievements. I think the nice thing about this ceremony is that it really recognises everybody. I mean, you have the elite level, you know, at one end of the scale, but we also, you know, take the opportunity to really celebrate the volunteers, you know, coaches, but also, I mean, things like the Workplace Challenge. We have a lot of people now who are getting involved in Brighton and Hove and Sussex and surrounding areas, getting their employees together. And, you know, everybody there is a winner in their own right, even if they're shortlisted and don't win the award on the evening.
Now, you're part of Active Sussex, and obviously you've had this partnership with the awards, and how's that sort of gone over the years as well?
Fantastic. I mean, I think, you know, Sussex Sports Awards is really, it's the baby of Active Sussex. It's the event that we look forward to probably, you know, most amongst the things we do. We're all about increasing participation and, you know, in sports and physical activity. And this is our way of really, really celebrating it. You know, it's a fabulous organisation. Active Sussex do so much work that a lot of people aren't really aware of. But it's amazing. It's just a super evening.
For our listeners now, Lucy, you know, tell us when the event's on and, you know, can we go and watch the awards unfold.
Everybody's very welcome. We obviously have tickets available. It's on the 27th of November, which is a Friday evening. It's at the Grand Hotel in Brighton. Tickets are now on sale. You can buy them on the Active Sussex website, which is activesussex.org. They cost £65 per person, but if you're with a club that's subsidised, you can actually buy them for £40. But if you contact Active Sussex, they will help you with that.